This afternoon, Russia started mobilizing its non-strategic nuclear weapons as part of massive drills. And not coincidentally, of course, as they started to roll out these non-strategic nuclear weapons, 24 hours ago, President Zelensky of Ukraine went from being a democratically elected president to being a dictator for refusing to leave office. Now, that's not conjecture. Zelensky's term officially ran out last night. So as of this morning, he is officially a dictator. And he's refusing to leave office.
I'm going to say he was unofficially already a dictator.
I guess, yeah. He was unofficially already a dictator, put in place by...
But it's nice when you have the stamp on your passport.
I mean, he had 73% support, you know, and Ukrainians apparently liked him to a degree. He was voted in democratically, you know, whether you... What do you say about the election? I don't know. But nevertheless, people had at least a right to go to put a thing in a ballot and hope that it counted, right? In fact, he's asking, so as of this morning, he's now a dictator. In fact, he's asking for more long-range weapons to hit deep inside of Russia. More on that in a second. Now, you recall that he declared martial law and canceled elections so he could remain in power. This happened back in 2022. This is the very thing the United States won't abide, of course. We can't possibly support dictators who clamp down on free speech. Zelensky announces ban on 11 Ukrainian political parties with ties to Russia. We can't support dictators who take control of the media. Zelensky combined state Ukraine TV stations into one platform, cites effort to combat Russian misinformation. We can't support dictators who abuse Christians and close churches. Churches face shutdown and Christians threatened with arrest in Ukraine. Yeah, we can't possibly support this guy, and yet we do. And of course, here's Antony Blinken, president of the United States. Biden is no longer president. Blinken is president. There he was last week, shaking hands with Zelensky, letting him know that, you know, letting the world know that despite the fact, and this was a clear message, by the way, I didn't really think of it at the time. It didn't occur to me. Now I know why he was there. You're about to literally become a dictator. Your term is up. We're flying in to show support. I'm there to show support. I'm there to tell you we've got your back. We'll continue to send you money and weapons so your young people can die. That's what he said. As I told President Zelensky, the U.S. has been by Ukraine's side from day one, and we will stay by your side. But why? Why did Zelensky cancel elections in the first place? After all, Abraham Lincoln held elections during the height of the Civil War in the United States. Will Ukrainian, and Franklin Roosevelt did as well during World War II. Well, Ukrainian law forbids elections after the president has declared martial law back in 2022. So under their constitution, you can't do that until normal life can return to most of Ukraine, he said. Those are Zelensky's words. So until normal life can return to Ukraine, I guess that's when he'll cede power. That's when he'll turn off the martial law button. I guess he goes into a room. There's like a big martial law lever. He's like, all right, no more martial law. And he pulls the lever and he's going to cede power. Because you know what world leaders love to do, especially narcissistic world leaders? They love to cede power. Mm-hmm. Right? When they've got all this extra power, they love to just give it back.
Yeah, he really has a George Washington spirit about him.
Right. He loves to, yeah, after two terms, I'm leaving now. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen here unless he's forced out. So normal life, you say. Until that time, you've got Papa Dictator in charge of your country. But normal life, you say. What does that look like? Well, Zelensky is responsible for the deaths of over 600,000 Ukrainian men. They could have signed a peace agreement and those people wouldn't be dead, but he didn't. Over 1 million are now permanently marred, maimed amputees in the country of Ukraine. But Ukrainian Telegram channels are showing how restaurants are full, nightclubs are filled, new shopping centers have been built, restaurants are bustling. And even CIA-backed CBS News is showing us how vibrant Ukraine is.
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
That is a fun fact, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
War is good for
a fun fact. Sure, there are tons of new graveyards all over Ukraine, thanks to Zelensky, but shopping and restaurants are full. That's a fun fact. Remember that transgender military spokesman who calls himself Sarah? Remember that guy? There he is. Sarah Ashton, hanging out with amputees in hospitals. Well, here he is wearing woman face and showing off soldiers with no limbs at Ukrainian hospitals. Well, maybe he's like transitioning back now to being a man, because this weekend he wanted to make sure that people around the world aren't fooled by all of those, like, you know, Telegram channels saying that Ukraine is a ghost town, that Kiev is a ghost town. Here he posted on X how happy everyone is. Don't believe the videos. And by the way, look at the new profile pic. Don't believe the videos of an empty Kiev. Ukraine's draft age men are out and having a great time thanks to the fair mobilization rules that are now in effect.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. So how? Happy people all through Ukraine. Everyone's happy. And the restaurants are full. The restaurants are full. The shopping centers are full. So here he is saying that people aren't scared of the body snatchers anymore. Young men, everything is great. He's out at a barbecue in Kiev. Watch.
On this beautiful Sunday in Kiev, you can see the streets here along the alleyways of the Natural Folk Museum are packed with folks, including draft age men. No one is afraid of the TASAK, the TCC, because they understand smart mobilization under General Sirski and President Zelensky have given them nothing to be fearful of. Again, draft age men everywhere, no one fearful of the military. The support for the armed forces of Ukraine clear as ever on this beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, so again, everything's fine.
Normal life
is back, right?
What he's saying is totally normal because no one's being kidnapped right now.
Right. So he's like, people are happy
and
to
so
come out of the barbecue.
He equates the fact that no one's being kidnapped with support for the Ukrainian military. I can't make that leap.
He wants you to.
It also begs the question, like, is the reason they're sending like letters to people who are refugees in throughout Europe to call them back? Is that just because they need a bigger party?
Yeah, they need a bigger barbecue.
I don't think that's why they're.
They need more young men back.
Good point.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you know, and you bring up a good point, because remember the martial law says that any men ages 18 to 60 are not allowed to leave Ukraine. But of course, many of them did. A lot of the rich oligarchs, a lot of the people, of course, who are in the government had their sons flee. They left to France and other places, right? So a lot of like the wealthy Ukrainians got out, and they could because they paid people off, the most corrupt country in Europe. But yeah, and so now, of course, you have all these letters to Philip's point that are being sent out to Ukrainian men who live all over Europe, and they're being asked to come back and fight and being thrown to the meat grinder. By the way, I should point out, overnight, unbelievable videos now of Ukrainian men who about 4 days ago were grabbed off the streets against their will, thrown into vans, thrown on the front lines. And one video of this poor guy, he's literally in a trench, and he's filming, he's showing all of the bodies of the guys that he just were grabbed off the streets 4 days ago. And he says, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. He has no training at all. He's just thrown into a ditch to die. He has no training. He has no military training at all. So it looks like things are back to normal. Remember, Antony Blinken, of course, was in Kiev, and he...
Let me just ask this question, though, about this guy. Maybe the fact that he detransitioned from, you know, female to male is to show, like, we can be men again, and it's safe to be a man, right? Maybe it has something to do with that. That's a great point.
Yeah, I didn't thought of that. So now he's like, hey, I don't have
to dress up like a woman anymore.
Like, I'm back to be... Yeah, I don't have to fake being a woman.
Because the mobilization rules make me, it's fine here. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's American, by the way. So it's, can you figure this guy out? Anyway, so yeah, things are back to normal. I mean, all you need to do is look at Ukrainian nightlife, see Antony Blinken, who literally asked C-SPAN cameras to follow him to a nightclub so he could play Rockin' in the Free World last weekend. And on, you know, taxpayer dollars, to film him playing at a nightclub. Like, this is how great and back to normal life is there. Such a free world.
Super dope.
keep on rocking in the free world, right? This is a democracy. We now have a dictator. I love the irony of it all. So things are back to normal. Overnight, the new dictator, Zelensky, gave an interview to his favorite newspaper, the New York Times, and outlined how the U.S. needs to send more long-range weapons so they can start striking deep inside of Russia. And he can't understand the Western hesitation to send such long weapons. They even put that in the title. What's the problem? Zelensky challenges West over its hesitations. The timing, of course, is all very, very strange. His comments come just 48 hours after Satan herself, Victoria Nuland, said we need to send long-range weapons to Ukraine. She said this on national television.
They need to be able to stop these Russian attacks that are coming from bases inside Russia. So I think there's also a question of whether we, the United States and our allies, ought to give them more help in hitting Russian bases, which heretofore we've not been willing to do. I think if the attacks are coming directly from over the line in Russia, that those bases ought to be fair game, whether they are where missiles are being launched from or where they are where troops are being supplied from. I think it's time for that because Russia has obviously escalated this war, including, as you said at the beginning, attacking Russia's second city, Kharkiv, which is not on the front lines, and trying to decimate it without ever having to put a boot on the ground. So I think it is time to give the Ukrainians more help hitting these bases inside Russia.
One of the reasons that the administration has hesitated.
Yeah.
She's a demon.
So Lloyd Austin was asked that very question. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. She said, like, we're hit there. We got to give them long range weapons to hit these bases in Russia. And then she goes on to say, by hitting their second city. So she's advocating for bombing civilians from long range because the cities and bases are not the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did
all
I hear
death
that
is
correctly?
The same when you're a Death Eater. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She just wants to hit Russians. Doesn't matter if they're military targets or not. Hit civilians. Of course, that's what they've been doing for the last 11 years in the Donbass, right? That's been a genocide that's been carried out, and the Western media has totally ignored it, of course. She doesn't care. So Lloyd Austin was asked about whether or not we should start striking inside of Russia. You see all of these people talking about this now. Zelensky does a New York Times interview. The timing of it is about using long-range weapons to attack Russia. Victoria Nuland comes out on Sunday to say that we need to send long-range weapons. Lloyd Austin is given this primer, perfectly teed up question here by this guy from Scripps. I think he's from Scripps. I don't know. Who asked the very question about we need to be attacking inside these bombers inside of Russia, right? Why aren't you doing this? Listen.
The Russians, they're flying bombers in Russian territory with glide bombs that are having a devastating impact on the battlefield inside of Ukraine. Should the Ukrainians be able to use American air defenses to hit those Russian bombers in Russian territory?
Well, you know, you can diagram a number of different cases for, whatever. I would say that we have been clear about providing Ukraine the ability to defend its sovereign territory. And again, the dynamics of an aerial engagement, you know, I'd leave it up to the experts, but certainly, our expectation is that they continue to use the weapons that we provided on targets inside of Ukraine. Now, the aerial dynamics, a little bit different. Don't want to speculate on any one or any type of engagement here at the podium. So.
Yeah, so I won't exactly say, but yeah, that's exactly what we want, is to hit inside of Russia. We want to hit these bombers. We want to hit inside of Russia. So Russian President Putin, meanwhile, go ahead.
Oh, so shouldn't the Secretary of Defense be an expert? He's like, we leave that up to the experts. Don't you maybe shouldn't qualify as an expert on this?
Aren't you the engagement? Guy?
I don't know.
Who should we ask?
Yeah. If it's not you, should I ask Biden? Because he doesn't seem to know. But you were the Secretary of Defense. You're in charge of all of this, right? Russian President Putin, meanwhile, knows all of this is going on, issued a statement that they will not be able to negotiate a peace agreement with an illegitimate government. Think about that for a second. Ukraine now has an illegitimate government. Putin said he hopes the judiciary courts in Ukraine are making plans to put a legal government in place. Otherwise, no peace agreement. he will not accept an unconditional surrender signed by a dictator named Zelensky. So they've got to, basically they're hoping that something's going to happen in the judiciary now in Ukraine, because now what are we going to do? We're in this like stalemate now. You've got an illegitimate government. Putin's not going to accept any kind of a surrender from them. And more people are going to die.
Well, worse than that, yeah, is that you have no power as a Ukrainian citizen. You cannot vote out the person who is dragging your country through war and making your family unsafe. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's just awful. Your friends, your relatives, they will all be sent to die in this conflict because they have a leader they can't vote out.
But you,
who will allow for peace.
But you saw that guy at the barbecue. He's like, it's fine. You know, all the men who are all hiding in Europe right now who don't want to go to war, it's fine. You won't be conscripted, apparently. You can just go to barbecues in Kiev right now and have fun.
I mean, some people are dying, but not us here. We got grilled meat. So that's all right.
You can hang out with Antony Blinken at a nightclub. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.